Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mana ki arena na we ki arana boshi arana boshi. Mana boshi arena na 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 we na na we shi. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she for you.
Another chance, Lord. We thank you for our family. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for the tools that you have blessed us with to be a more effective vehicle to work to serve your purpose and your kingdom of God. We thank you for the tools of a roof over our head, food to nourish our body, shoes on our feet, transportation, telecommunication. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. We are so grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Prayer for shattering strongholds on self. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I am standing on the truth of your word. You said you will give me the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever I will bind, whatsoever I will bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever was loose on earth will be loose in heaven, according to Matthew 16 and 18. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind my will to the will of God, that I will be constantly aware of your will and purpose for my life. I bind myself to the truth of God, that I will not be deceived by the many subtle deceptions of the world and the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind myself to the blood of Jesus. I want to be constantly aware of the blood of Christ Jesus. Miracle working powers to restore and heal and keep me safe. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ, that I will be aware of how Jesus Christ would have me think and believe. I do not want to react out of my human thoughts that situations arise suddenly. I want to think and act as Jesus would have me act. I bind my feet to the paths of righteousness, that my steps will be steady and true all day long. I bind myself to the work of the cross in my life so that I will continue to die daily to my own selfish desires and motivations and be more like Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the strong man so that I may spoil his household and take back every bit of joy, peace, blessing, freedom, and every material and spiritual possession that he has stolen from me. I take them back right now. I loose the strong man's influence over every part of my body, soul, and spirit. I loose, crush, smash, and destroy every evil device you may try to bring into my sphere of influence during this day. I repent of every wrong desire, attitude, and pattern of thinking I have had. Forgive me, Heavenly Father, for holding on to wrong ideals, desires, behaviors, and habits according to 1 John 1:9 and John 14:14. I renounce and reject these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I lose every wrong attitude, pattern of thinking, belief, idea, desire, behavior, and habit I have ever learned. I lose the strongholds around them that will keep me from being completely surrendered to the will of God for my life. I lose all doubt and confusion for my life. I have bound my mind to the mind of Christ. And I lose every wrong thought and evil imagination that will keep me from being in sweet unity with you. I bind and loose these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who has given me the keys to do so. Amen.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. My name.
Thank you, Jesus. Reading from Genesis chapter 3:14-24. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between the seed of her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception and sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And to Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I command thee, saying, thou should not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the sweet of thy face shalt thou eat bread without returning to the ground. For out of it waste thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shall thy return. And Adam called his wife named Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And to Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. Now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. That was Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 to 24. We will pick up tomorrow from Genesis 3, verses 20, no, Genesis 4. So we are on the fourth chapter of Genesis. Even when you don't make it, don't get caught up in legalism like you feel like you got to make it at 6 a.m. Just listen. You could always replay the praise, the worship, the praise, the prayer, the thanksgiving, and the reading of the word. As long as you get it in your spirit, as long as your desire is in spirit and truth. Until then, no goodbyes. See you too. See you later. Have a very blessed and productive day.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane ki arena na we ki arena boshia na na boshia. Mane na na boshia arena na 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 we na na we shia. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you.